Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to The Probo Show on this beautiful Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. How you doing, folks? You're tuned in to The Probo Show, a weird, wacky, wild, occasionally controversial show. Let's see how we behave today, shall we? A big good morning to Vero, Carmen, and many others who are joining us in the live audience right now. How are you doing, decision makers? Beautiful people. If you want to join them live and interact with the show as it happens, you can do that at twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you want to interact with the content that we release every single day, you can do that on my Instagram. That's at Professional Bohemian on Instagram. Or if you want to access all the news that I use and the links, so you can deep dive these stories for yourself, you can do that on my Patreon. There you'll also find all the VODs and things from the whole show. That Patreon is also /Professional Bohemian. That's Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. Here we are, Natch, on a beautiful Thursday. You happy? You happy we made it through Wednesday?
Yes.
Today's the day where Rob ends up with bruises and scars. Let's see if we get through this one. Okay. It's Juernes. Any plans for tonight? Do you ever do anything? Are you a Juernes person, Natch? Do you ever...
No, not anymore.
No more?
The university, yes.
Yeah. Of course, no. No pre-weekend celebrations?
No.
I'm going out with a mutual friend of Natch and mine, Mr. Alberto Alonso, later. Oh, I can't wait. A little ray of sunshine in an otherwise cloudy day, my friends. Let me tell you what we've got coming up in today's show. Boy, it's going to be a good one today. This morning, on my way to work, I asked 100 humans to name something people are encouraged to quit. I think the translation elf had a stroke this morning. Nombra algo que se anima a la gente a dejar. Is that right? No, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Strange, but yes.
It's strange, but yes. Look, he's an elf, man. Let's give him a... Let's not be so hard on him. How would you say it properly?
I don't know. Que normalmente se... Es que no sé.
If you need help with your Spanish, Nacho.
Que no está mal, se anima a la gente a dejar... Well, yes, it's okay.
Okay. Look, if you need help with your Spanish, Natch, here I am. 100% bilingual, according to the CEO of Apple. All right, in today's Complete the News, thank you, by the way, Oracle, for your insights. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what's happening in a rat-infested police building in New Orleans. And in today's Unpopular Opinion... Okay, get ready, Natch, because there's another bad translation coming. In today's unpopular opinion, quitting is just as valuable a trait, or it is as valuable a trait as perseverance. Dejarlo, quitting, es tan valioso como la perseverancia. Is that right? I'm seeing him nod.
Nivelazo.
Oh, Natch, look at that. 8 minutes into the show, you ripped off that band-aid. Thank you, sir. Yeah, so there you go. Dejarlo es tan valioso como la perseverancia. The quitting is just as valid or valuable a personality trait as perseverance. Something we don't hear very often, right? In popular culture, no, don't be a quitter. My mother didn't raise a quitter. You've got to persevere. You know, we kind of tend to put a lot of stock in the ability to keep going. Wasn't it Winston Churchill who said, if you're going through hell, keep going, you know? However, we tend to forget the valuable nature of knowing when to back out, when it's appropriate time to stop. Here's the bald man. Here's the bald man rewriting the book. Here we go. So that's today's unpopular opinion. More to come. But first, friends, I'm here. You're here. The Natch is here. Our angelic podcast downloaders, they're here with us too, somewhere in the ether. Let's get into the news. A big good morning, by the way, to also Mr. Cruzando, Carmen. We mentioned Vero. How are you doing, guys? All right. Nivalatho says Vero. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's get into it. Authors, Vero, you will, Vero in our audience actually put me onto this kind of news story, this thing that's happening with regards to AI doing creative jobs, right? We've spoken about that quite a lot. And we know that on Amazon, there has been a recent flurry of AI generated literature in the Amazon book market. So let's dive into this topic a little bit, as brought to us from NPR. Authors push back, say resisting, I think. Authors push back on the growing number of AI scam books on Amazon. Los autores se resisten al creciente número de libros fraudulentos, scam? Yeah, fraudulentos sobre la, no, not about AI, generado por inteligencia artificial en Amazon. Yeah, this is a growing concern. My issue here is a little bit with the phrase scam. Fraudulent. The article from NPR's Morning Edition discusses the growing issue of AI-generated scam or fraudulent books on Amazon, a problem that has caused frustration among authors. Influential tech journalist Kara Swisher faced this issue firsthand when AI-generated biographies about her appeared alongside her new memoir on Amazon, leading her to confront Amazon CEO Andy Jassy. Despite Amazon's efforts, such as requiring writers to disclose if their work is AI-generated and implementing a cap on the number of titles published daily, authors like Marie Arana still find copycat summaries directly competing with their genuine works. The Authors Guild notes that these AI-generated books, which are often of low quality, can cause financial and reputational damage to genuine authors. Although Amazon has started to take steps to mitigate the problem by removing some offending titles and limiting the publication summaries, the threat remains significant, especially with advancements in AI that could cause or could make such scams harder to detect in the future. True story. Apparently, Claude 3 is one of the things it's particularly amazing at is creative writing. How do you feel about this, Natch? Does this burn your bones? Is this something that annoys you, being somewhat of a writer yourself?
I really don't like AI, to be sincere. I am starting to be a little bit tired of... Yes, why do we use it? I don't know. I don't know. I have to be a little bit tired.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I think I'm kind of getting a little bit of AI burnout myself. The one thing that kind of keeps me plugged in is that I'm experimenting with models myself and, you know, I get to play with the works. Yeah, I understand how any writer would be annoyed by this. Because if AI is generating work, like hands off the wheel, generate a book about, you know, then that for me is a real problem. However, if people are using it as a tool to generate their own work, I don't kind of have so much of a problem with that. My main concern here is fraudulent books, low quality. Low quality by what measure? By the use of the English language, you know? Weren't there always low quality books on Amazon Books? Is my question. There are thousands of YouTube videos out there from before the dawn of AI telling people how to create quick, cheap, easy books to make money on Amazon Books. It just so happens now that there's a tool out there that makes it even easier. And whereas I do lament my fellow writers, because I write myself. I kind of wonder how the genie can be put back into the bottle, you know? I feel like now it's about learning how to manage this. The EU actually didn't make it into the news this week, but the EU have taken strides into being able to legislate this issue, saying what's right and what's wrong and how we can proceed. I'll maybe get into that in tomorrow's show. Let's move on to the next piece of news. Do you know, Natch? Do you know, audience, listeners, Angelic podcast downloaders? Do you know what never ages? A good idea. A good idea never ages. And, well, let's get into this piece of news here coming to us from the Belfast Telegraph. The Titanic 2 plans to construct a ship revived by Australian Clive Palmer with a maiden voyage scheduled for 2027. Planes para construir el barco del Titanic 2 revividos por el australiano Clive Palmer con el viaje inaugural programado para el 2027. You know? No such thing as a bad idea, Natch. How do you market the Titanic 2? This time, we won't sink. I mean, look, come on now. Australian billionaire Clive Palmer has revived plans to construct a replica of the Titanic named Titanic 2. Are we living in the darkest timeline, Natch? What the hell? With the maiden voyage scheduled for 2027, the announcement comes nearly a decade after he initially proposed the idea. Despite previous delays and skepticism, Palmer, who claims he can afford to build the ship multiple times over, aims to start construction in early 2025. The new Titanic aims to be a symbol of love, style, and luxury, though a shipyard for its construction has not yet been secured. Palmer has faced setbacks, including the COVID-19 pandemic, but remains confident, with tenders for construction expected to go out soon and contracts to be signed at the end of the year. The planned voyage will replicate the original Titanic's route. Oh, jeez Louise. What is he thinking? Is he thinking, well, okay, you know, climate change. Not so many icebergs out there anymore. Is that the thing? Celine Dion, write us a song. Oh, dear me. The planned voyage will replicate the original Titanic's route from Southampton to New York, a journey marked by tragedy in 1912, when the original ship sank, resulting in over 1,500 deaths. Natch, are you going? Are we getting tickets to the inaugural voyage of Titanic 2?
I don't think so.
At least if it was taking a different route, right? Well, this time, you know, we're gonna go to the Bahamas. We're just gonna circumnavigate the UK. We're not taking any risks. No, same route. Yeah, no, climate change, no more icebergs. We'll be fine. Jeez Louise. And you know, something tells me we don't make them like we used to, Natch. Have you ever heard that expression? They don't make them like they used to. And something tells me that this Titanic probably, I mean, look, I have no evidence to back this up, but is it going to be built as strong and as sturdy as they were building in 1912? I don't know. Hopefully so, right? Ah, Natch, the darkest timeline. All right, final piece of news. Hang on, let's see what people are saying in the chat. Vero says, AI has a good side and a bad side. The problem is being able to distinguish it. You know, Vero, Vero sent that, by the way. And good morning, BTI, joining us as well. You know, I get asked a lot. People have said to me, Rob, what is your stance on artificial intelligence? Because in the same show, you will talk about how it's going to make us all unemployed. And then in the following show, talk to us about miracles that are happening because of AI. My answer to that will be and will always be, I am not here to tell you how to think, friends. I'm just telling you what's going on and you make your own decisions, you know? There is obviously a bright side to AI and the medical marvels it's giving us, the technological marvels it's able to discover. There is obviously a light side to it. The problem with AI is us, I think. Human nature is the problem with AI. You know, AI wouldn't task itself with creating nude photos of celebrities. You know, we're the ones doing that. You know, we're the ones writing low quality books with it. We're the ones doing that. You know, if you want to point the finger at the problem with AI, point it directly at yourself. As I just have. Okay, anyway. Carmen, I bet these AI books are better written than previous ones, at least grammatically. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, could be. Like, that's where my issue with it is, you know, like, low quality. How do you kind of, you know, what's your bar for a low quality book? For me, most bestsellers are pretty low quality. Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, it's a terribly written book. Have you read the Da Vinci Code, Natch?
No.
Yeah, it's not very well written. It's not very well written at all. Anyway, whatever. Let's move on to our third and final piece of news. There is one hero in the world, Natch. One hero alone, standing on a shining hill of free speech. That man's name is Elon Musk. Wah, wah, wah. Emo Elon Musk. No, it's not called Twitter anymore. Now it's black and it's called X. Emo Elon abruptly axes... axes to fire someone. Echadil Kuro. Yeah. Elon Musk abruptly axes partnership with Don Lemon following a tense and revealing interview. Ooh. So Don Lemon was is a former CNN host, probably here in Europe. I mean, most of my American friends listening, you probably know about this. For my European friends, Don Lemon was a CNN news anchor. He was given a morning show. He's quite a controversial figure on CNN, not known to mince his words. Hmm. And he, after his firing, kind of formed a relationship with X, the platform X, similar to Tucker Carlson, a former Fox News host. However, from the other side of the political aisle, you know, from the left side. So, yeah, it seems like Don Lemon was abruptly terminated by Elon after an interview. This is coming from The Advocate or advocate.com. Elon Musk termina abruptamente la asociación con Don Lemon tras una entrevista tensa y reveladora. No, I did that wrong. Reveladora. No. Oh, Natch. Thank you. Sitting there rubbing his chin thinking, what are we feeding Rob? Elon Musk terminated his partnership with Don Lemon just hours after the former CNN anchor promoted an interview with Musk as the debut of the Don Lemon Show on X, formerly Twitter, and other platforms. Lemon had teased the interview as offering a unique perspective on Musk, but following the cancellation, he expressed disappointment, noting the contradiction between Musk's initial support and the sudden withdrawal from the interview, which he described as tense but respectful. Lemon criticized Musk's commitment to free speech, highlighting the inconsistency between Musk's statements and actions. This incident adds to the scrutiny over Musk's stance on free speech, given his history of controversial remarks and actions against critics. Despite the setback, Lemon remains committed to free speech and hinted at potential legal action to ensure Musk honors their financial agreement. X defended the decision, stating that while they support uncensored content, they reserve the right to end business partnerships. Elon Musk, you know, supporting free speech as long as that free speech isn't pointed in his direction. I don't know, dude. Come on. Elon. Let's talk, man. Elon, free speech is free speech, my dude. Even if they're saying things that are nasty about you. You know. I don't understand the world, Natch. But to help me better compartmentalize and understand the toings and froings of this weird world and our cultures and societal norms, let's go to an unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Woo! Friends, good one today. Today's unpopular opinion is quitting is just as valuable a trait as perseverance. Dejarlo, entre comillas, es tan valioso como la perseverancia. Yeah. Quitting is just as important as perseverance. We seem to live and move around in this world with the perception that that staying true, staying on a path, not quitting, you know, don't give up. Keep on going. Never surrender. My mother didn't raise a quitter. We tend to think that giving things up is kind of a bad word. It's not something that that honorable people do. I'm here to tell you that I think quitting is just as valuable a trait as perseverance. In fact, quitting can quite often be the best thing to do. In the world of stock trading, you know, you hear about things like revenge trading, when you've just lost a trade and you don't want to give up. At that moment is the perfect moment to quit, to stop, come back at it with fresh eyes tomorrow. Seems to be that secret of quitting is something that we don't agree on. So let's see right now. I asked the ProBusher elves, as I am wont to do, to give me some pros and cons, and they did that. Before we read those pros and cons, let's go to what they said on Instagram. Okay, so how do you think they voted on Instagram, Natch?
True.
Little or a lot?
A little.
A lot this time. 78% said true. Quitting is just as important as perseverance. Yeah. 78%. Weird from a platform. I imagine you, Natch, like me, consider Instagram the home of terrible pop psychology.
Never give up. You can do it.
I would love to have an Instagram page that is just like real life advice, you know? Maybe you can't do it. Maybe stay at home. Anyway, so here we go. Yes, 78% said true, that quitting is just as valuable a trait as perseverance. Let's see what the elves have to say about that opinion. Recognizing that a path is wrong for you requires a high level of self-awareness and honesty. Quitting can be a valuable action that redirects time and energy from a misaligned pursuit to a more suitable and fulfilling endeavor. True story. If you're dedicating all your time to a failed project, then you're not dedicating time to the next one that may perhaps be a success. Health and well-being. Persisting in situations that are harmful to one's physical, mental, or emotional well-being is not beneficial. Quitting can be a crucial decision that safeguards health and promotes a better quality of life. True story. And we're not just talking about physical pursuits here. I'm talking about relationships, toxic relationships. That sometimes it's just better to cash in your chips and say, look, I came out the loser on this one. Maybe better next time. Opportunity costs. Continuing to pursue a failing or unrewarding relationship or job means missing out on other opportunities. Quitting can free up resources and energy to pursue other paths that might lead to greater success and satisfaction. Finally, in the pro column, quitting should not be seen as failure, but as a part of the learning process. It provides valuable lessons about what does not work, helping to refine goals and strategies and personal boundaries. That, for me, is the crux of the issue. We see quitting as failure. You don't fail properly until you quit. You ever heard that before? But no. I mean, I come professionally from a world of marketing. And failing at a campaign is only learning how to make better campaigns. All right, let's get into the cons now, saying no. Perseverance is irreplaceable. Much more important than quitting. Let's get into these. Many of life's most rewarding achievements require persistence through challenges. Perseverance is often a key to overcoming obstacles and reaching significant accomplishments. Sticking with a difficult task or situation can build character, teaching important virtues such as patience, discipline, and resilience. These qualities are valuable in every aspect of life. By persevering, individuals learn to adapt to challenges, find solutions, and develop a growth mindset. And finally, in the con column, stories of perseverance are often the most inspiring. They motivate others to pursue their dreams and not give up in the face of hardship. True story. When was the last inspiring story you read about someone quitting? Yeah, not quite often. Well, let me tell you, they are there if you look for them. We just don't seem to herald them as a society as a true indicator of success. I would argue that quitting is just as, if not more important than perseverance. Knowing when to cash in your chips and say, this is me, on to other projects. But no one cares what I think. Let me tell you what we do care about around here. We care about what you guys think. That is our live audience, our decision makers. I'm going to post a poll in the chat, and you are going to tell me, quitting is just as valuable as perseverance, true or false? Fascinating discussion today, guys. Can't wait to get back into it in 4 short minutes. Let me tell you something. A billion, an infinite number of things you could have been doing this morning, but instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you in a second. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. If you've just tuned in, here's what you missed. We spoke about authors pushing back against Amazon Books' ever-increasing library of AI-generated content. Is it a scam? Is it fraudulent, as the authors say? Or is it just, you know, an industry worrying about the future? That I can understand completely. Surely, I would agree we need guardrails. We need something in place to distinguish what is AI-generated literature from what is human-generated, like passed through, generated by the human mind alone. And maybe a third category, which is AI-assisted works. I foresee a future when we value in a much greater degree what we come to see as today artisanal kind of work. Artisanal honey, artisanal furniture. Maybe in the future we're looking at something like artisanal books, you know, artisanal photographs, artisanal works of art, not generated by machines. Maybe that's what's going to happen. I mean, we've seen that happen in many other industries in the past. Let's, the next piece of news we got into, what could go wrong? Titanic 2, that's right. Clive Palmer, a billionaire from Australia, wants to build a ship a clone of the Titanic named Titanic 2, which will sail in the exact same trajectory as the other Titanic. What could go wrong, Clive? I would suggest there is a little film you might want to watch. It's actually called Titanic, just so you're aware of what happened last time someone did that. Jeez Louise. And then finally, Elon Musk abruptly firing Don Lemon because of a tense but respectful interview. My question is Elon really the king of free speech here when he seems to be banning critics of his left, right and center? Yeah, interesting question. And then finally, we moved into today's unpopular opinion. Quitting is just as valuable as perseverance. Es tan valioso como la perseverancia. Got a few interesting insights there from the audience in the elves. Let's read some more. Vero says, true, though it depends on what you are quitting or persevering in. Yeah, it's true. Quitting smoking is not the same as quitting a job, you know, or quitting a relationship. Yeah, there are different levels. I would completely agree with that. Carmen says, I think we all have a tendency to persevere or to quit. We need to be aware of this and try to go to the other side sometimes in order not to get stuck in one attitude or another. That's mental health. Carmen there, I think, highlighting the importance of balance, knowing yourself, having a high level of self-awareness. Will tell you usually is a good indicator of when to quit or when not. As you know, like I've struggled with with drinking in my past. And I am uber sensitive to when I think, okay, enough is enough. I need to quit here. I need to stop, regain control of my bad habits. Yeah. Self-awareness. Vero says, I must say that there are some books that are so bad that they seem to be generated by AI. Exactly, Vero. Exactly. And they probably weren't, you know. All right, so there you go. Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. I did get quite a lot of messages on Instagram with regards to this. The Bridge here with an interesting comment. She said, it's the ability to discern when futility sets in. I mean, how often have you been stuck in a project and your only reason for continuing is the time you have already invested? Has that ever happened to you, Natch? You've been in something,
yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only reason you continue is because you've invested so much time. It brings you no joy. It adds nothing to your life, but you continue just because you've invested a lot of time. You know, would you say we all are guilty of persevering in things that really don't kind of bring us anything, any real value?
I think it's difficult to see what's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
To quit. It's like when you are seeing a movie or reading a book. It's like, oof, I don't like it, but should I quit?
Exactly.
Or continue a little bit more.
Like that last season of Game of Thrones. You know, we should have all quit, but we persevered because we, you know, we were 7 seasons deep. All that time, I need to know how this thing ends. Ugh, call that a hate watch. Sometimes the best indicator of when to quit is usually those people around you. Your friends. Look, let go, man. It's going nowhere. But it's a sensitive issue quite often. Let's see, Noemi says, although it sounds like a cliche, sometimes giving up in time is a victory. Keeping on doing something that is going nowhere is a waste of time and causes frustration. Completely agree. Can we get a Probo approved for Noemi?
Probo approved.
Great comment. Yeah, we often see quitting as a failure that we've imposed upon ourselves. You know, you've quit. You're a quitter. You've failed. That's failing. You're a failure. No. If you ask an investor in the stock market or an investor in Forex, wherever they're investing, if quitting is a bad idea, quite often they'll tell you no. No, quitting is a much better. If you've lost a lot of money, quit immediately and come back at it on another day to avoid what they call revenge trading, where you get into a downward spiral of losing because you're in a bad mindset. Quitting quite often is the most healthy thing you can do. Not just about toxic relationships, not just about jobs, in lots of situations. Still going to that one store that treats you badly just because, you know, you've always gone there. Let's continue on. Mia wrote to us. She says, sometimes you got to know when to fold them. Oh, it's a poker expression. When to fold. When to give up your hand. When to stop. If something isn't working, ditching it can open doors to something better. Yeah, quite right, Mia. Derek says, I get where you're coming from, but there's a lot to be said for sticking things out. Perseverance teaches us resilience. There's also some truth to be said to that, right? Are we living in a society where it's all too easy to give up on things? Are we becoming wishy-washy? There's an expression for you. You know, are we a society where we just don't see things through? Where commitment means nothing? It's a valid point. Thank you for that, Derek. I think that's the first time you've reached out. Lena says, quitting isn't always giving up. Sometimes it's the most caring choice for oneself. We preach perseverance, but what about self-compassion? Wow. Great comment, Lena. Alex, look, it's all about the return on investment. If the energy you're putting in isn't paying off, redirect it. It's not quitting, it's being smart. Wow. Some great comments there. Some really, really great comments. Let's see. Sometimes quitting is a victory, says Mr. Cruthando. I think they're echoing what Noemi says. Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant comment. Thank you, Mr. Cruthando. Relationships, for example. Oh, Carmen says, I think we... Oh, no. Relationships, for example. Toxic relationships. You need to get out of them. That's from Carmen. Yeah, true story. Quite often, you stay in a toxic relationship because of the time invested, right? Oh, it's been 5 years. Got to keep on going. Got to keep on going down this path. I've invested so much of my time into this. You don't think of the following 20 years that you'll have to suffer that toxic relationship. No, no, no. It's all about those five that you've just invested. Come on. Let's see. Vero, I must say there are some books that... Oh, no, we read that one. So, yeah, interesting topic. Made all the more interesting by your opinion, my friends. So, during the break, I released the poll into the wild. Quitting is just as valuable as perseverance. And you guys said... 81% true. Oh. Yeah, almost identical to Instagram. I do like it when the Instagram audience are in agreements with our decision makers. It's true. It seems to be we don't value quitting so much. I do. I'll be honest with you. I think you agree as well, right, Nat? You're on the true side of this argument.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, to play devil's advocate a second, I do worry as a society we struggle with commitment. Do you know what I mean? You know, you think higher divorce rates around the world, you know, fewer people having kids. Are we a society that's struggling with commitment issues? You know? Used to be you'd get a job and keep that job for life. Now it's the norm that you would switch between jobs every couple of years. Not like us, Natch, who are literally chained here. Natch is chained here. We don't let him go. He's the Oracle. He'll fly away if we give him too much chain. Yeah, I do worry if we're a society with commitment issues. But along with high divorce rates... We have higher satisfaction in the marriages that last, apparently. You know, less psychological and physical abuse in relationships. I imagine more career satisfaction, more upward mobility from being able to move around and having that freedom. Is our idea that perseverance is the way forward? That if you're going through hell, keep going? That quitting is a dirty word? Is that idea somewhat anchored in the past? And limiting our freedom. According to you guys, it is. And I tend to agree. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He would say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions are like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Let's see what Carmen here says. A big thank you from all the people educated in the answer quitting culture. Many of us here, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I do worry. I do sincerely worry about that. I worry that that society has commitment issues. You know, in our work, in our relationships, in every aspect of our life. But we do enjoy a greater degree of personal freedom, I think. Thanks to not being chained to this idea that quitting is a dirty word. Anyway, so there you go. That was today's unpopular opinion. But let me tell you about this morning, friends. My God, it was a long walk to work today. Across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. And I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name something that people are encouraged to quit. Nombra algo que se anima a la gente a dejar. Natch, not 100% sold on that translation. But for the want of a better one, we'll let the translation elf have it today. So, nombra algo que se anima a la gente a dejar. Name something that people are encouraged to quit. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the audience is to identify those top 7 answers. Big thank you to Gabriela MT Spain, Izzy Pedro Rosa, Carlos Juan Carlos Vera Pilar, Ravdos Emara Sinon Nessa Fanessa Mushki Chica de la Segunda Fila Paco Materia Oscura MC Villa. Wow, a lot of you, my God. Celia Mendieta, Carmen, Anna, Vero, all you guys for interacting on Instagram. A lot of answers today, my God. You guys are killing it. All right, but as always, friends, I know a lot of people want to share their opinions. The first opinion goes to the one and only Oracle. Oracle, name something that people are encouraged to quit.
Smoking.
Smoking. Feeling attacked right now. Natch, triggered. Come on. Doing my best, man. The IQOS. Come on, the IQOS. People see me, like, I could be an IQOS salesman. You know, just buy an IQOS using this link. But it's true. You know, I smoked like 20 to 30 cigarettes a day since I was like 12. And now I'm smoking these things and I feel good. So quitting smoking. Is quitting smoking there? Yes, it is. Well done. Well done. Well done, Natch and Segerman and the bridge in the audience, as well as McVia, Chica de la Segunda Fila, Mushki, Gemma Racino, Ravdos, all, Pilar, that's all folks, Rosa, Pedro, all of you guys on Instagram that said smoking, well done, it's there, and it's the number one answer. Oh my God. How do you guys do it? How did you get so sexy and intelligent? I have no idea, guys. I have no idea. So there it is. First, number one answer, smoking. Something people are encouraged to quit. All right. Let's see what else we have. A relationship. A relationship, says Sam. People are encouraged to quit a relationship. It's not there, Sam. It's not there. But you're not the only person to say a relationship. On Instagram, Celia Mendieta said toxic relationships. MC Villa said a relationship. Abusive relationship, says Ravdos. Partner, says Gemma Racino. A toxic relationship, says Gabriella. You know, a lot of people said relationship. It's not there, though. You know my opinion on that, Natch? Is you kind of... I think you're allowed as a friend to say once, right? This is not good for you. This is not good for you. I've done that with Andy, and Andy's done it with me. You know, this is not good for you. I think you should move on. But once, you know? But once, out of respect. Anyway, so a relationship, great answer, but not there. Wow. All right, let's continue. Alcohol, says Sam. Alcohol. Drinking. Is one encouraged to quit drinking? The bridge agrees with her in the chat. Drinking. Few people in the chat said alcohol. Izzy said alcohol. If I were playing, I would have said alcohol. So does Ravdos and a few others. MC Villa. Is drinking there? Yes, it is. Well done, guys. Today you are warriors. You're doing a good job. The top two answers. That one, number two. 20 of 100 humans said people are encouraged to quit. Dejar de beber. Quit drinking. Not like water or Coca-Cola. All right. Let's see what else we have. The bridge says, no, we have smoking, drinking. Screen time. Ooh, it's a good one. Quit, too much screen time. You need to stop with your mobile phone or using your computer too late at night. Screen time. Wow. Would you say tiempo en frente de la pantalla? Screen time.
Yes.
Oh, Natch, come on, that's 100%. Qué nivelazo. That's 100% from the bald man directly to you, sir. Unbelievable. All right, screen time. It's a great answer, but is it there? No, it's not. It's crazy because it is like a very pertinent issue nowadays. Screen time is a great answer, but not there. She also said a toxic relationship. Okay, let's see. Sam here in the audience says drugs. Got to quit drugs, yo. Too much. Is drugs there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sam is on fire. Drugs is indeed there. Sam says eating fast food as well. My God, Sam is on fire. Fast food. Is fast food there? No, it's not. But, all right, caveat. In the interest of moving this along, we do have overeating. Okay, I know Sam is more making a point there about the quality of the food, but quantity as well is an issue. So, yeah, I'll give that to Sam. Overeating is there. Comer en exceso. Well done, guys. A bunch of people, actually. Yeah. A bunch of people actually said that. Eating too much food. Eating junk food, says Materia Oscura. I think we put those together, we get trash food, said Ada Kassan. Overeating. Okay, let's continue. Sedentarism. Ser sedentario. Stop being so lazy, so immobile. Being sedentary. Is that there? You're encouraged not to be so sedentary. Get up, walk around. Is it there? No, it's not. Oh, guys. Good answer. An original one there from Carmen. Let's see. Drug, said Mr. Cruthando. Good job. Let's see. We have here an interesting answer once again from... who is it from? Where are we? Screen time? Slot machines, says Sigerman. Slot machines. Estos máquinas de apostar. I don't know how you call a slot machine.
Traga perras.
Praga.
Traga perras.
Traga perras. A female dog swallower.
Yes, well, because perras was a colloquial way to say pesetas.
To say coins, yeah, yes. Okay. Still, I think female dog swallower is, you know, very elegant. So is a slot machine there? Gambling, apostar, is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sigarman. Okay, there are a lot of answers in the chat. Hello, Sasha, joining us from Australia. But I'm going to have to give you some clues. I've got some funny ones here. Sacrificing small animals to the blood god. Come on, dude. Coin chomper, says the bridge. Spending Christmas with the family, says Mr. Cruthando. Oh, Nivelazo from me to you.
Nivelazo.
All right, there are two that are not there, and I don't think actually anyone in the chat identified. All right, so I'm going to give you some clues. All right, so in position number 7, you even have a phrase for this in Spain. I think it's an unfair stereotype of Spanish people. Mañana, mañana. What might you be asked to stop doing, Nach?
Procrastinate.
Oh my God, yes! A nivelazo, sir! Procrastinating. Dude, what's happened to Nach? It's like we speak Spanish in our working day. That's not that amazing English. It's coming from Ximena, I think. All right, well done. Procrastination's there. 7th most popular answer with 7 of 100 humans. In 6th place, something you can't do on the radio, sir. You know, when any new radio presenter asks me for advice, I say, you've got to imagine you're talking to your in-laws for the first time. What is it something you might be asked to stop doing, Nach?
I don't know. Saying bad words. I don't know. Cursing.
Well done. Cursing, swearing. Con had it as well. You guys are on fire. Swearing. There it is. All right, let's very quickly go through the list. I asked people to name something people are encouraged to quit. In position number
7.
Procrastinar, procrastination, or procrastinating. In position number
6.
Maldecir palabrota, stop swearing, my friends. In position number
5.
We have apostar, gambling. In position number
4.
Drugs, stop doing drugs, kids. In position number
3.
Comer en exceso. Stop overeating. In position number
2.
Drinking. Stop drinking. Deja de beber. Alcohol, por lo menos. In position number
1.
Was smoking. Well done. Okay, we have to be very quick with today's Complete the News.
Complete the News.
Carmen here says, Natch is on fire. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right, let's get into it. This is Complete the News. I'm going to give you a real news headline with some missing information. Your job with the three options is to complete the news. Here we go. Rats are blank at an infested police building, says the New Orleans police chief. Las ratas están blank en un edificio de policía infestado, dice el jefe de Nueva Orleans. Rats are blank at an infested police building. Is it A, forming prison gangs, formando bandas de la, en la prisión, de la prisión? Is it B, assaulting cats, atacando gatos? Or is it C, high on marijuana, drogadas con pruebas de marihuana? On marijuana evidence, you know? Or fumadas, yeah. So, is it rats are blank at an infested police building? Is it A, forming prison gangs, B, assaulting cats, or C, high on marijuana, fumados? A, B, or C? The chat is voting. What do you think it is, Natch?
C.
You think C? They're just, yeah, no, having a good time, as rats are wont to do. Ooh, let's see. It's almost a tie there, but the chat seems to be angling towards C too. Let's see. So there is an infested prison building in New Orleans, and the police chief says the rats are... The answer is indeed C, high on marijuana. The bridge says probably all three. No, it's true. In New Orleans, the police department's headquarters, an aging building since 1968, has been overrun by rats, mold and cockroaches, leading to an unusual incident where rats consumed confiscated marijuana stored as evidence. Those rats are living their best life right now. All right, friends, that was one hell of a show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do download the show on any good podcast app. Friends, there are so many things you could have been doing today, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.